everybody. Kevin Broughton coming at you from Loan Officer Impact. And thank you so much for tuning into our podcast. I'm so excited to have today's guest on with me. Not only is he a dear friend, but he's someone I've admired in a business sense for, almost 9 years now. This gentleman and I have been working together for about 8.5 years, and he comes from the great city of Palm City, Florida. And I'd like to introduce my friend, Mr. Ryan Miller. Ryan, how are you?
Doing well, Kevin. Thanks for having me. I'm honored to be here today.
Well, thanks so much for being on with me, Ryan. I was so happy to have you, and I appreciate you taking the time out of your day and life and business to spend a few minutes with me and hopefully with a lot of other loan officers today. But what I really wanted to get into, and I want to first give just a short background on Ryan. Ryan is a guy that is exceptional at this business. He's built an incredible path for himself and his family in the last couple of decades in the mortgage industry. And like all of us, he's had his ups and his downs, and not every day has been a bowl of sunshine every hour of every day, but he has persevered and come out on the right side far more often than on the wrong side. And it's a tribute to his work ethic, but more importantly, his character, because as we start this series, we're going to see that so many top producers in this country are high character people. And what attracted me to Ryan wasn't his volume or how many units he did. What I'll never forget the first day we met and the first time we talked, Ryan, I walked away there saying, wow, that guy's going to be my partner. I knew that you were a guy that I wanted to work with because of your ethics and because of your character and because of the way you spoke and the way you cared more about the consumer than the commission. And every day since that day, it's rung true. So first of all, thanks for being who you are. And second of all, I'm excited to ask you a few questions and get your perspective on a couple things. This series is starting out with the importance of clarity, focus, and execution. And as I've done like a 20-plus year study of top producers in around the country at all different companies, one thing I've learned is that every top producer I know has gotten very, very good at clarity, focus, and execution. And today I wanted to focus on clarity because, in my opinion, Ryan Miller is one of the best guys in this whole country about understanding the importance of clarity and how to get some of it in your life and your business. So, Ryan, let me ask you this. Do you agree with me that clarity is pretty important as you sit there and look at how your business has grown?
So, Kevin, it's extremely important, and I have to be honest with you. I have not always had clarity in my business. When I first got in the industry, my roommate was a mortgage broker. He was making a lot of money, and I wasn't. And so that was the whole reason that I got in the mortgage industry.
Right.
When I got in the business, I didn't have clarity. I got into the mortgage industry because I wanted to make a lot of money like my roommate, and that was really it. It was a very simple goal. But there wasn't much clarity there, and that's where a lot of the inconsistency, and I still have it now in my business, but much more early on, that's where inconsistency comes from, is just not having that clarity.
Without a doubt. And like you just said something that I think is rings true for every one of us, myself included, obviously. In fact, this year, I had a problem with clarity. I lost my clear path, and that's a problem for everyone who runs a business, and you have a practice, and you do 25 to 50 million every year. A bad year for Ryan is 25 million. A good year is 55, 60 million. What did you do, or at times when you haven't been clear, how have you gotten back to where clarity becomes something important to you?
Sure. For me, and I think for most human beings, Kevin, clarity starts to be more apparent usually when we have some type of pain or struggle, right?
Right.
So for me, it's usually when I'm having an off year. So this year is a perfect example. So the past couple of years, I think like many loan officers, I've rested on my laurels. And I don't want to necessarily say that I was complacent. To be honest with you, Kevin, I was pretty content with my income. So it wasn't so much complacency, but more just being content where I was at. I stopped doing some of the things that helped me become successful. And some of that was being content. Some of that was just due to the situation we had with COVID, right, and not being able to hit the streets like I used to. But when the market turned and interest rates increased and home values increased to the point where we're not doing as many refis and purchases, I had to revisit what clarity was to me and what that looked like in my business, and really, really hone in on that and define that in a very specific manner.
And you told me once that clarity was basically a combination of wealth, of values, and of goal setting. You still agree with that?
I do. I do agree with that. And there's been time in my life, Kevin, and this is something that where the inconsistency comes from, where I've set goals and hit them and reviewed those goals and was able to achieve them. There's other times where I've set the goals, not reviewed them as often as I need to, and then not achieved that goal that I've set.
Correct.
So if you look at highly successful people, the one thing they all have in common is not only do they set their goal, but they revisit that goal on a very frequent basis.
Because things change, right? And markets That's change. Right. And just because something maybe sounded like an achievable goal on January 1st, based on market condition, like let's use this year as an example. We're sitting here today at the end of fourth quarter 2022. And who would have thought 1 year ago today that the market would look like it does today? In fact, I think I just read a stat, Ryan, and I'm sure it would interest you. But there are 13.7 million mortgage transactions done in 2020. And the MBA, I believe, is coming out saying that this year, it looks like the final number this year in the country might be less than 5 million total from 13.7 just 24 months ago. And that's a shockingly different number, right?
Yes.
So I think your point is well taken. We must reevaluate our goals. You can't set annual goals. I mean, you can, but you have to also have monthly, quarterly, weekly, maybe daily, hourly goals at times too to achieve specific results, right?
Absolutely, Kevin. And I think one specific goal that all loan officers need to have, and Dale Vermillion, who is one of my business mortgage mentors and world known in the mortgage industry, he stated this year that the average loan officer will have to have 2 to 3 times as many referral partners as he had last year to do the same amount of business.
Correct.
You may think that seems like a big number, but if you look at it, no, it's not. We're going to do about 30% on average of the business we did last year. So if we're going to do 30% business,
better get 3 times
more
bank.
Referral partners.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it's simple math.
And you know, one thing that I hope people take from this podcast from you, Ryan, because I've taken personally and grown from what I'm about to say, and I'd like you to expound on this if you can. Many folks I know have core values that are non-negotiable to them. Mm. You are at the top of that list. The thing I've always admired about you most is your character. I love the fact that you make a lot of money and feed your family very well, and that's wonderful. But that's not why I've been a fan. Been a fan because you have core values and you don't stray from them. And you also are an example that I've learned over the years that when you're crystal clear, you attract like-minded folks. And you've shared with me that your referral sources are of the same core values as you, which is important to you. Could you just share a little bit about that being true in your life and how important that is?
Sure, Kevin. It's extremely important to me. And, you know, even more important than picking up production awards is the life that I've been able to create that goes along with those core values you mentioned. So for me, it's really simple: God, family, then work. And so, I'm very present as a father and a husband. And even in those years where you've talked about, I've done higher production, 50, 60 million, and only having maybe me and one other person working, I've been able to create a very balanced work and personal life. And so, you know, as I'm meeting new referral partners, I'm interviewing them as much as they're interviewing me. So for example, if we're sitting down and you're looking for a loan officer to go sit with you at your open houses on the weekend, I'm not your guy.
Correct.
If you're looking for a loan officer that you want to help contribute $800 a month to your Zillow account, I'm not your guy. You're looking for a loan officer you need pre-qualifications done Saturday morning at 9 o'clock when my son's got a basketball game, you know, I'm not your guy. So I'm interviewing agents as much as they're interviewing me on my appointments.
I think everyone, just hang on 1 sec, because that right there is so important to hear. And what I like people to take away from this is that's doable. right there, because I know it's true in this man's life. I know this man. And I think some people get caught in traps where we have to be all things to all people. And you're a living example of proof and of goodness that you don't. And that doesn't mean you don't provide. You provide more level 10 service than almost any person I know. You just have to do it on your times and on your terms, because your commitment to your family is and to your faith are so high that they are not going to be interrupted by your business, correct?
Yeah, Kevin, and that's a fantastic point. You know, not conceding to every asset an agent has is going to win them over. If I know my value, as you mentioned, and so I can still state, hey, I'm not going to work Saturday at 9 o'clock, but I will still offer you a 3-week loan commitment and a 30-day close every time. I will 100% not ask you for an extension, and I will exceed your buyer. Well, they are going to come up and thank you at closing 9 times out of 10 for referring them to Ryan Miller at Success Mortgage. So I will still meet all the major criteria.
And you and I recently had a little opportunity to meet someone who was talking to us about the ability to say no, yet still giving the person what they want, and how important that is. And that yes. What you just said is an example of saying no, yet giving the person what they want.
Exactly.
And that's the sign of a great business person who values their time. And so, you know, you've talked a little bit about core values. You've talked a little bit about goal setting. What about wealth? Talk to me a little bit about the importance of wealth, because as you get crystal clear, that has to be a portion of it, right? We're in a business that none of us, or almost none of us, have company-funded pension plans. We have, the possibility of Social Security someday when we all need it. God willing, it's still there. The possibility, I said. And you know, then it comes down to savings. And as you know, a lot of people have struggled with the ability in our general business, salespeople are not historically always the greatest savers. Have you placed some form of wealth building into your goal setting, into your clarity?
Yeah, I have, Kevin. And to me, the definition of wealth is being rich in all areas of life. So it extends more than just financial. But as we look at financial wealth, for those of us that had been through the mortgage crash of 08, I think that's a pain, at least for me, that that will never go away. Being in my mid-20s when that took place, I got in the industry and was making a ton of money. So I bought a big house, big cars, lost it all. Yep. And I vowed if I made it back, I would never do that again. So I have lived somewhat a conservative life, even having some really great years in the mortgage industry. And so living within your means, I think, is huge. Kevin, you just mentioned it, is, my father, his father, they all received a pension. Us in the mortgage industry and really most of business are going to this, we're not going to have that pension. And who knows if Social Security will be around when we're old enough to receive it. So I have lived within my means. And then in addition to that, Kevin, I've never been one of those guys where I try to wear too many hats, but being in the mortgage industry, I have invested in real estate as well. So I have 4 properties right now. I would like to acquire 10 by the time I retire. And the majority of those, I will Airbnb out and make short-term rentals. So, being in the mortgage industry, just fit real estate, short-term rentals, things of that nature. So that's something that has worked really well for me. And it's kind of helped as we have these roller coaster rides in the market.
Well, and that, I hope everyone takes away that too, because that's huge. So a couple takeaways that you just hit on that are important to me and hopefully to others. Wealth is not solely a derivative of money, right? And your wealth comes from a monetary place that you don't do what you used to do. And I think we all fell into that trap. I lived through 08 and 09 in Detroit, Michigan. You lived through it in Florida. So neither of us were in the best markets in the country to have that happen to us. But you do learn incredibly valuable lessons. And I remember, and I don't want to bore everyone with stories, but I remember, what our life looked like in 2009. And we had some very difficult decisions to make. And, there were some dark days there. And thankfully, we kept our nose to the grindstone, as did you, and we worked through it. And we didn't quit or cave in, and we came out on the proper side of all that, and you know, that paid dividends down the road. But you learn the lessons about frivolous spending and about, you know, not saving for a rainy day and about buying things that you don't need. I mean, we've both bought fun cars, but at the end of the day, a week later, they were just a car, you know?
Exactly.
And so I love the fact that you're so centered, and I hope people take that from here. You know, wealth building is a combination of being healthy, having the time for your family, having the time for, you know, in Brian's case, his faith, which is extremely important to him, having the time to help others, having the time and the well-being to be able to do these things. And so much goes into wealth. It's not just how much do you have in the bank, you know? But what I love about this right here is I've already picked up three things from you, but as you are sitting there as a loan officer, if you believe that clarity matters, if you believe that you need a clear path from where you are to where you're going, base that clear path in core values, wealth, and goal setting. And if you'd use those three things, and if you would get laser focused on how those three things strategically implemented into your business sets you on the path to clarity. And once you have clarity, then you can focus on the right activities and execute at a level that you'll be proud of the results. Is that all true?
Well, 100% true, Kevin. I couldn't have said any better.
But if you look at like what happened to me, I fell in a rut, like we all do, right? This market, you know, I'm human too, right? Every one of us has things we go through. And I found that I was focusing. Okay, I showed up every day. I missed a day of work and God knows how many years. And I was executing. I wasn't in here shopping on eBay and Googling sports statistics. I was working. But I was unclear where I was headed.
Yes.
And that made my focused work and my executable tasks less important and without purpose because I didn't have the clarity piece. And so I recentered everything around clarity, and it's made my efforts and work 1,000 times more productive and better because I'm now crystal clear on where I'm headed. And so I think that a market like this calls for that. If you're a loan officer is not happy with the results that you're achieving right now in today's market, none of us are blind. We know it's more difficult today. There's very few people that are exceeding their last year and 2 year ago volume numbers, but that doesn't mean this market is not opportunistic. It doesn't mean there aren't deals to be had. It simply means we must be more strategic. In order to be strategic, you better be clear. You agree with that?
100%, Kevin.
So if you had maybe, Ryan, I if you had one or two tips and one or two things that someone listening in today who says, I'm not 100% sure, but I want to be more clear. I am closing 2 to 3 loans a month. I have a burning passion to do 6 or 8 or 10 loans a month. Could you give one or two advice tips on what they should do tomorrow morning?
Yeah, absolutely. So what every loan officer does is they have this usually a dollar amount they want to hit, right? I want to make six figures, or I want to make $4 million, I want to make $500,000, whatever that is. And then they go to and see how many units they have to close based on their average loan amount to make that happen.
Yes.
Many stop right there, Kevin, and I was victim to that for many years.
Yes.
What I learned through a lot of our coaching here is you have to start at the very beginning. How many leads do I need per month to close X amount of loans per month to make enough money?
So you have to know your conversion ratio, obviously, correct?
Absolutely. Yeah. Your conversion ratio. So how many leads actually make it to the closing table? For me, it was 35% last year. This year, I'm down to 25% with the refi boom non-existent.
Right.
But you must know your numbers. And then you have to take it a step further. If you need, so I need 45 leads per month at 35% conversion ratio to hit my numbers. I'm not there. And that's why I'm hitting the streets like crazy.
Right.
But you have to know how many referral partners you need to get to that 45 lead per month tracker, or whatever your goal is. So I have to back it down to how many referral partners I need. And so for me, I know right now, since I'm not at my goal, we're talking about goals and clarity. My goal is to glow on 20 referral partners a month. Most of those are realtors, once in a while a CPA, a divorce attorney, mainly realtors. So if I'm going to hit 20 realtors per month, I know that I need to do 5 a week. You take it down a step further in 1 per work day. And so I break it down per day so I can get to my 20 referral partners a month.
Great, great example of clarity. So I hope everyone just takes 2 minutes and really thinks about what Ryan just said. He's so crystal clear. It's not about money. It's not about closed units. It is ultimately, but it starts with, what do I need today? And what I love about Ryan, he and I check in with each other on a regular basis. He's consistently doing high leverage activities every single day, solely driven towards the goal of his daily need for referrals per day. And I know he uses a lead tracker. We're going to have a guest on our show that's a friend of ours, Doug Catteray, who created this lead tracking mechanism that's really spectacular. And a lot of people are using that religiously, which is great. I'll make sure I get him as a guest at some future date on here. But tracking and getting it down to the daily habits that are mandatory to achieve the goal. Because a lot of guys stop. You and I have joked over the years about this, Ryan, but a business plan is not a thermometer on a wall that says 200,000. Every time you get a commission check, you grab a red marker and you run over and color it in and hope to God it goes up for the whole year. That's not a business plan. That's a thermometer on a wall. So there's a great tip for anyone that is struggling with clarity. And if anyone needs help on that, feel free to go to growingwithkevin.com and schedule 15 minutes with me. I will help you in any way I can. My calendar is on that website, growingwithkevin.com. Any loan officer, regardless of where you work, please feel free to go there and I will help you with clarity. Ryan, you've been more than generous of your time, your expertise. I appreciate both, but what I appreciate the most is your friendship. And I appreciate who you are as a person. I appreciate what you've done for our industry. You are a beacon of light and a guy that should be emulated, his actions and his activities by all. You're just a great guy, and I'm very, very grateful that you joined our show today.
Thank you, Kevin, for having me. I feel the same about you and the company we work for. I will certainly retire a success mortgage partner, and I love the friendship we built over the years, brother.
Well, I appreciate you, and thanks for helping me be more clear. Thanks for helping other loan officers be more clear and understand the importance of clarity. Tune in next week. We have another awesome guest who is going to join us, and she's going to talk to us about execution. I think you'll really like what you hear equally as much as you just enjoyed hearing from Ryan. So for those of us here at Loan Officer Impact, we thank you so much for tuning in. Our mission is to help loan officers nationwide, regardless of what company they work at, have a more freedom-filled life, have a better life, and understand the importance of clarity, focus, and execution, and how it can impact their bottom line. And if you'd like to talk to me, go to growingwithkevin.com, and I will happily spend 15 minutes with you and see if we can't help you in some area to have a better life. Ryan, thanks so much. We'll talk to you soon. I'm lucky I get to see you in about 10 days, and I'm very grateful for that.
Thank you, brother.
All right, talk soon.
Be sure to visit successunlimited.us for free loan officer tools, tips, and video resources. To schedule time with Kevin, visit growingwithkevin.com.